So now let's talk about the power and importance of creating space and holding space. What does this even mean? So I want to talk about inner space and outer space, because we can create space within ourselves and our lives in a range of different ways. First of all, let's talk about inner space. So when we are thinking a lot, when there's a big emotional, say, process or reaction going on for us, when we are worried about something, overthinking something, there isn't very much space within us. So instead, there is noise, there is chaos, there is energy, things feel constricted and tight and overwhelming. So when we're talking about inner space, our inner space is all being consumed and used up often by big emotions and a lot of thinking and not being in the present moment and worrying and all of the noise, right? All of the noise that goes on within us. Whereas spaciousness within ourselves, inner spaciousness, is often that feeling you get when you are really present after a yoga class, when you're feeling really relaxed, when you're in the bath, when you're on a nature walk, when you're with someone you love and you're feeling really calm and content. It's when the mind slows down. It's when the mind isn't full of noise and distractions. It's when the body is calm. There is inner space. It's the feeling you get after a beautiful meditation, that calm, spacious inner world. You know that type of feeling where, I wonder if you've ever felt it, where it's like your mind and your thoughts move more slowly. It's actually just like everything just flows within you rather than feeling like that intense, chaotic, crazy energy, which I can completely relate to. But when there's calmness and spaciousness within you, your thinking's more rational, you're more able to just choose and direct your thoughts, and you're more mindful. And we're going to be talking about this in our next module as well. So I see inner spaciousness as being like, think about it like a sky. So your mind is actually just like a clear blue sky. Your mind in its natural state is a clear blue sky. When you're present, everything can just feel like a clear blue sky. And then there's the clouds that come in. And clouds are like little thoughts that drift across your mind. And sometimes your mind is like an overcast day. You can't get a glimpse of any of that beautiful, clear, blue calmness. All you can feel and sense is the heaviness and the darkness and this real congestion of clouds and thinking. And that's when within us, our inner space shrinks and we feel small and tight and constricted and stressed. Versus when we clear the clouds and we come back to our beautiful blue sky, it's like we feel light, we feel open, we feel expansive, right? So I want you just to notice the difference between having inner space, what it feels like to feel spacious, and what it feels like to have all of that space consumed with something. Now, one of the key ways we can create more inner space, in fact, there's a lot of different ways, and it's all things we're talking about in this course, but one of the key ways is to actually hold space for what's coming up for us in this moment. So if you were to practice becoming really present and you were to notice that at the moment, your inner space is being consumed with something. Even before doing this video, I noticed my inner space was being consumed with some worries and thoughts about something that was coming up later today, and I was beginning to think about it, and I was beginning to create some stories and have some emotional reactions. Now, if I was to work through this in terms of how I'm going to teach it to you, I would just notice that, and I'd come into the present moment, and I would hold space just in terms of become very present to what is going on. And I begin to notice, okay, I'm thinking about that future event. Here's the thoughts that I'm thinking about it. And here's the emotional reactions I'm having. And I would just sit and be present and I would breathe into that and notice that. I'd become fully present to what is going on for me in this moment. That's really what it means to hold space for ourselves. Just like if you've ever had someone hold space for you, they become really present to and just hold you through what you're experiencing. We do that for ourselves. When our inner space is consumed, we stop and we say, okay, let me just become really present and hold space for what's going on in me in this moment. And I actually noticed through becoming aware of it and noticing how I was future tripping and noticing how I was making up a story and then noticing the body reactions I was having, it actually all began to dissipate. And through becoming really present to that, the clouds began to part and I found my space again. And I just reminded myself, in this present moment, none of this is happening. You don't need to think about any of that yet. And why would you use this present moment to create something that you don't want to happen? How about you just come back to the here and now, be here with what's happening, and just enjoy this moment. And then how about you think about that future event with some positive train of thinking instead, in terms of thinking about what I want to create. So being able to witness and hold space for what is going on for us in any moment helps create more inner space, because we're no longer resisting and avoiding it. We're bringing beautiful awareness to it. We're going to be talking as we move forward into our class on mindfulness and our class on holding space for our feelings on a lot more practices that are going to help you with that. But ultimately, it's about bringing that beautiful mindful awareness and just holding space for yourself and whatever is happening in the here and now. And when it comes to creating space in our lives, wow, I want you to think about, is your life cluttered and full and chaotic and overwhelming? Or is there space like that beautiful blue sky in your calendar and in your week or in your days or how you move through your day? We want to create that feeling of spaciousness. It's so much easier to feel calm and present when there is space. So I want you to take a little bit of time to think about, and you get to do this in the workbook, but I want you just to look at everything that is consuming space for you. Everything that is taking up the space of your week and your time. And I want you to look at why it's all there. Have you put these things in your calendar? Are these commitments that you love, that you enjoy, that are in your calendar because they nourish you? Or are these obligations and should-tos and have-tos and need-tos? Are they draining you? Do they feel like they're leaking energy? So you're giving a lot of energy, but you're not really receiving. Are they depleting you rather than nourishing you? Is there a lack of boundaries? Are you letting someone come in and maybe offload to you all the time, and then you're having to carry all their stuff and you're not really receiving the support you want? Now, this is a big area when we start to really create more space in our lives, but I just want you to see if you can find any simple ways where you can maybe say no to something this week, where you can put in a boundary, where you can even create a boundary of time and say, you know what, Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to midday is just me time. No one gets to get into my calendar. I'm not giving my time to anything. That is me time. Depending on your schedule, it might only be an hour that you get to do, or you might say, you know what, Sundays are my day. I don't catch up with friends. I don't put anything in. It's my day to enjoy and flow with whatever I want to do. You might look at different commitments in your work, and I've done this in my business, and say, where can I delegate? Where can I let go of that? Where can I ask for help with that? Where can I actually say no and say, you know what? I can't take this on board. I can't commit to this. I can't do this collaboration. I want you to see if you can find any way to create more space for yourself in your calendar, in your days, in everything you're committed to. We'll talk a lot more about this as we move through, but this power, the power of space, space allows us to slow down and relax. Space allows us to find calm and come into the present moment. So I want you to think about both inner space and outer space this week. And I want you to think about space like a clear blue sky, and then everything that consumes that space like big heavy clouds. They don't have to be heavy, but maybe they feel heavy. I want you to think about what you can do to clear more space for yourself. Either when there is things consuming your inner space, can you practice some self-care? Can you slow down? Can you come into the present moment? Can you let yourself feel that emotion? Can you journal out your thoughts and feelings, get it out of your head and onto the page and create some inner space? What can you do to clear some of that space within you? And what can you do? What is even just one thing that you could say no to, put a boundary around, take your energy out of, ask for help with, let go of, that would create more space in your days or your week for you? Space is just such a beautiful gift that we can give ourselves, and something that's so deeply nourishing. So don't underestimate the power of it, and see what you can do this week to create that feeling of that clear blue sky for yourself.